Pardon the Interruption is presented by Toyota.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, a man was arrested at JFK Airport with 35 finches in his pants. I'm Tony Kornheiser. That's impressive. My record is 17. Can I ask you a simple question? What the hell is a finch? What is that?
Okay. A finch, I learned about this today. A finch is a small little songbird. And there are groups of people who use finches by putting them in cages, and they bet on which finch, finches are lined up next to each other, they bet on which finch will sing 50 notes first. It's totally wild. And that's why they're bringing in the finches. I think that the act of bringing in the finches in that manner is illegal, but I don't think the finch competition is illegal, though I await hearing from the finches on this.
You're a city kid through and through. You don't know anything about songbirds. Let me just say that.
I just learned about this today, is all I'm saying. I may be a little behind on the learning curve. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Dr. J leaves LeBron off his all-time list. The Celtics lose to the lowly Thunder. And Wilbon's Bulls are just hours away from losing to my Knicks. But we begin today with a story in The Athletic that there is support building for the expanding of the college football playoff to 12 teams. Power Five conference champions would get automatic bids, as would the highest ranked team from the group of five. That would leave six at-large bids in an effort for geographic equity. The underlying fear is that the country is getting tired of Alabama playing Clemson every year. Wilbon, are you for 12?
No, I'm not for 12. I'm not even for 8, not yet. And Tony, I don't care when you start playing the playoffs and how many teams you include, you could have 64 and you could start at Halloween. When you get down to the Final Four right now, you're gonna get Alabama and Clemson included somehow. So you're not gonna get this regional diversity. You can get it in the first round, who the hell cares? You're gonna get the best teams at the end of this thing, at the end of January or the beginning of February, and it's gonna be two from the SEC half the time, and maybe one of the ACCs, particularly if it's still Clemson. This is just stupid. It's another money grab. I was always for the playoff. I'm still for the playoff. I'm for expanding it when it's time. It ain't time.
So I'm not going for 12 before they go for 8. I'm not going from 4 to 12.
No.
That's too big a jump for me. Let's look at this for a second. And I mean, I understand what they're doing. I understand that you get a Pac-12 team in there. If I did 8, I would have the Power 5 conference champions all in, and I would have 3 at-large teams, and I would mandate that one of those teams had to be, one at least, from a smaller conference.
Yes.
But if you do this, you are adding 2 weeks of playoffs.
Yes.
It's possible that the teams that play for the championship, it's possible that they will be playing 4 games in the playoffs, Mike.
No.
If you play 12 or 13 games, including a conference championship, that's an NFL schedule.
Tony,
I'm not ready for this.
Well, you shouldn't be. This is good that you've taken this position. Tony, and then what are they going to try to do? Say that, well, the regular season is only an 11 game. We're going back to that. So what about all the schools? And let's face it, football does produce, in most cases, the revenue we're talking about in the athletic department.
Yes.
So what are you going to do if you make teams play one fewer game? What's going to happen to their revenue? This is just, it's so greedy. It is so like the people who are the influencers in this space to want to do this, to make the big splash, to tie themselves to networks. Oh, yeah. It's just awful on every level to try to do this now, Tony, a few years after some of the same people didn't want any kind of playoff.
So I don't have any problem when Alabama and Clemson play if they're really good teams.
Me.
I get tired of Notre Dame getting blown out. I get tired of the Big Ten failing. But I don't get tired of Alabama because Alabama is really, really a great team. In this circumstance, let me just go to my notes for a second. What I would like to see is teams like BYU and Boise State and Central Florida have a crack at this. I understand it's a television show. I understand you want Western teams. And I understand getting a Pac-12 team in all the time. But going to 12, you're going to get teams, Mike, with 3 losses. This is not basketball. It's not basketball.
It's just, It's so bad, and I don't know who they'll listen to. I mean, maybe it'll be at the Super League, and people should just shout it down. But we don't shout anything down when there's more football in America. We don't. College football players who opted out of last season may find themselves getting picked later than they thought they would in the NFL draft, which starts tomorrow. Steelers general manager Kevin Colbert says if two players are close on his board, he'll pick the one who played last season. And Cowboys owner Jerry Jones says college players who opted out missed about 700 snaps of improvement. Tone, do you have a problem with teams apparently downgrading players who opted out?
Everybody has free will. Everybody has free speech. But there are consequences to everything that we do. I don't want this to seem like punishment. If I'm trying to draft a player and I have tape on him from this year, I see him this year, and the other person in a tie situation, I don't have any tape from this year. He missed all the games, he missed all the snaps, and it's possible he's a year behind on a learning curve. If I'm making a draft choice to help my team immediately, I'm probably going to take the kid I have the most information on, unless there is a wide talent disparity. What I object to is the notion that these kids who opted out are being punished. I don't think they're being punished.
They're not being punished.
I think, again, my enlightened self-interest tells me I want the most information I can get.
Tony, this is from the department of not every damn thing is a big deal, okay? This isn't a big deal. If you got two kids you're scouting and one of them has played 11 games for whatever reason, and the other one's played 22 games, who do you think you are likely to feel better about if they are even or fairly even? Doesn't matter what the reason is. So snaps, okay. It is about repetition, any sport. And Jerry Jones, I don't know if the number 700 is right. I've been hearing people talk about numbers all day. But the notion that it's a big deal to favor a person who has more experience, that is not a news story, okay? That would be called, in most cases, again, if things are relatively equal, common sense. You're going to look at the person with more experience and probably favor that person if things are close.
I want to get to the notion of being punished one more time. There were a lot of guys who opted out of the NFL season. The Patriots lost a lot of people this way. They are being welcomed back, and they're getting their positions back. And why? Because they've proven they're NFL players. It's different. They've done it in the league. These guys who are in college, they haven't done that yet. And if you take somebody with more information available, that seems reasonable to me. We move on. Julius Erving left LeBron James off his all-time top two teams. Not left him off his all-time top two players. Nope. His top two teams. No LeBron. The doc told the Post It Up podcast, quote, he's the guy who led the charge in terms of super teams being put together when he put together a team in Miami. He put together a team in Cleveland as well and put together a team in Los Angeles. He can pick his own team. I ain't going to pick his team, unquote. Wilbon, are you siding with the doctor on this one?
Not really. But let me start by saying, like you, just a shorter period of time, since you go back to you guys were about 13 years old, I love Julius Erving, okay? I love Julius Erving. And what I like about this is all the youngsters out there now, they think they're the only ones that can come up with a hot take. They think they're the only ones who can exclude people and say, well, I didn't see him play. He played before I was born, so I can't find video. I can just lamely say I don't want to include him. And I love the fact that Julius the Dr. Erving has said, not so fast, youngsters, not so fast. I got some objections, too. Would I leave LeBron off my first two teams? I would not. Do I leave LeBron off my first team? I would not. He's on my first team. But Julius the Dr. Erving has earned the right to take this position and defend it, and he's not going out there willy-nilly. He has his reasons, and I know you can't object too strongly to this.
Well, like you, of course, I love Julius Erving. He's a Long Island boy, went to Roosevelt High School. He owned a home in Lido Beach. He took the Meadowbrook Parkway to and from work. When he played for the Nets, I know him a long time. I want to give people the teams so that they hear the teams. First team was West, Baylor, Oscar, Russell, and Wilt. Who's really going to argue with that?
No objections. I ain't arguing with that.
Second team is Magic, Bird, Michael, Kareem, and Karl Malone. So it's two different eras. He did not put himself on a team. He did not put Kobe on a team. He did not put Shaq on a team. He did not put your boy Chris Paul on the team. Okay, he didn't put Tim Duncan on the team.
Get off Chris Paul.
Do I agree with this? I can't. I mean, LeBron has rings in three different franchises. This is meaningful, four rings. You got to make room for them. I love Elgin Baylor and Karl Malone. They don't have any rings. But I support the doctor's opinion. But I point out two things, Mike. Let me point something out. Two of the guys on his teams, Kareem and Wilt, arranged for their own trading and arranged for their own destinations, just like LeBron did.
Yeah.
It's like you want to talk about punishment, Mike. He's punishing LeBron for exercising his freedoms. It's much worse than punishing a kid who didn't play last year. So I don't agree. I don't.
I don't agree. I'm having LeBron in my first five. I just am. I'm having that now. To me, he has played his way into that no matter what the conditions were. And I would love to, and I may have the chance to sit and listen to Julius Erving talk about this. Anytime I can hear Julius Erving, fine. But again, Tony, earn the right, which is something now people think they've earned the right after a year. No. No, not everything is one and done.
Let me
so
go to
Julius
one thing.
Irving speaks. I'm listening Julius to Irving's this even if team. I disagree.
Julius Erving was on a super team.
He was.
A front court of Moses Malone, Julius Erving, and Bobby Jones. One of the greatest front courts of all time. And that became a super team because Moses Malone exercised his right as a free agent to pick the spot he wanted to play. So the Doc's been on this team. He just didn't make it happen like LeBron. No. Let's take a break. Coming up, Vlad Jr. homered three times last night against my Nats. What's the word for that other than makes me sick?
Pain for you. And how should the Celtics feel about losing to a Thunder team that had lost 14 straight going into last night? Wow.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Toyota. Let's go places.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Are watching Pardon the Interruption, presented by Toyota.
The honorary doctor of humane letters is in the house, and by that I mean I'm literally in my house. What's first?
Vlad Guerrero Jr. had a blank night last night against the Nationals.
Reggie Jackson, 3 home runs, 7 RBI, 1,226 feet of homers. Very painful for me to watch this. Max Scherzer has a 3-0 lead in the third. He's cruising along, hadn't given up an earned run in 18 innings, and Vlad took him deep, then took him for a grand slam, took him deep in the fifth, like 8,000 feet. It was out of the park before you could say, oh, my God. It was very sad for me last night. This is the greatest statistic of all. Vlad Sr. had 2 home runs off Max Scherzer when Scherzer pitched in Detroit. So the Guerreros become the 5th father-son combination to hit homers off a Cy Young winner.
Yeah, that last thing's a little too esoteric for me, Tony. You know I can identify with Reggie Jacksonian. You know that's how I grew up, man. That's what I loved watching. I'ma just go one to the next highest power. It's Ruthian. And part of it's just the bombed nature of it. I know Reggie hit three in that famous World Series game. But Ruth had to have several games where he hit three, Tony. Whether it was, you know, Yankee Stadium was sort of just the back half of Ruth's career. I didn't realize until the other night that Ruth played so many games in the Polo Grounds. That was new to me. But Ruthian. Next.
The Celtics should feel blank about losing to the Thunder last night.
Dispirited. Oklahoma City stinks. They lost 14 in a row. This was in Boston, in front of Boston's fans. It just, I mean, do you know who the starting team is in Oklahoma City? You know Lou Dort, because we talked about him last week. There's a guy named Bazley, Alexi Pokusevski, Moses Brown, and Theo Maledon. I apologize for mispronouncing that. But if you're a playoff team, you can't lose this game at this time of year. You just can't do it.
Well, Tony, it's not just losing this game at this time of year, which is true. You can't do it. But they got to be bewildered. The Celtics were the most underachieving team, I thought. I mean, the teams you expected something of. The Celtics were at the top of the, oh, my God, they're having a terrible season list. And then just recently, over a two-week span, they got it together. Zoom, they got to, like, from two games under to five games over 500. They're looking like they're going to be a four seed. Yeah, get in there with the Knicks in the first round. And then they lose this game. They lose the games they've been losing again. It's bewildering. What is it that the Celtics cannot do? What is wrong with them? And why is it approaching May 1st and they haven't figured that out? I know they had absences. I know Tatum was out last night, among others. But the Celtics can't be losing these games, Tone. Bewildering.
No more words. Let's take one last break. Still to come, is it too soon for Mets fans to boo Francisco Lindor?
Why does anybody really want to play there with that behavior? And will the Clippers catch the Suns in the West tonight? It's a ball night, Tone. A ball night in Phoenix, Arizona.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Toyota. Let's go places.
Happy time, people. Happy 51st birthday, Nicklas Lidström. Probably the greatest European-born defenseman in NHL history. Lidström won 7 Norris trophies, including one the year he was 41 years old. Only Bobby Orr won more. Only Doug Harvey won as many. Lidström was on 4 Detroit Red Wings Stanley Cup champions between 1996 and 2008. In 2002, he won the Conn Smythe Trophy as playoff MVP, becoming the first European player ever so honored. Lidström made 12 All-Star games. He won an Olympic gold medal with Sweden and Turin in 2006. The Red Wings never missed the playoffs during Lidström's 20-year career.
Wow.
And only Chris Chelios has played in more playoff games than Lidström's 263. He was inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame in 2015, and the Red Wings retired his number 5 jersey.
Tony, is Lidström the second best Red Wings player ever, trailing only Gordie Howe, or does Stevie Y come in there in the number 2 spot? That'd be a reasonable sports talk discussion in Detroit, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. A not so happy anniversary, Baltimore Orioles. On this day, 33 years ago, the O's stretched their major league record for consecutive losses to start a season to 21 with a 4-2 road loss in Minnesota. That loss gave the O's 7 straight series in which they were swept and put them 16 games out of first place in April. The previous record for a season opening losing streak was 13. The Orioles blew through that. They fired manager Cal Ripken Sr. at 0-6. They brought in Frank Robinson. He went 0-15. At 0-18, Sports Illustrated put him on the cover with the line, "The Agony of the Orioles." They finally won in their 22nd game, beating eventual Cy Young winner Jack McDowell and your White Sox 9-0. Ultimately, the Orioles finished 54-107, which is 54-86 if you give them a mulligan for the first 21. And this was a team with Eddie Murray, Cal Ripken Jr., and Fred Lynn in the lineup.
Murray and Ripken in the lineup. I mean, big-time Hall of Famers. What I liked then were uniforms were not so baggy that guys were stepping. Their cleats are now on the cloth that are on the bottom of their shoes in these uniforms. There should be some rules. Oh, man, get off my lawn.
Happy trails to Randy Arozarena making his catch. Watch what happens as Mitch Moreland of Oakland hits a fly ball to left field last night. Watch as Tampa Bay's Randy Arozarena settles under the ball, preparing to catch it and throw home to prevent a run from tagging from third. Now watch as Kevin Kiermaier runs over from center, jumps in front of Arozarena, catches the ball and throws home. Arozarena needed to cover only 21 feet to catch that ball. Kiermaier needed 109 feet. So why did Kiermaier do that? Kiermaier said, quote, "I believe I'm the best defensive outfielder in the game. In a sack fly situation, I tell my outfielders, hey, if I can get to this area, I'm throwing." Wilbon, he's a three-time Gold Glover. Does he have the right to make that play?
If he throws him out, which he didn't. The egomaniac did not throw him out. And Kiermaier, by the way, lost a ball in the roof recently, and Arozarena ran over and made a great catch to cover for him. He didn't throw him out, all right? Arozarena was in a better position to make that catch, even if his arm is not as strong, and throw out the runner, which is the point. My goodness.
So you don't think the center fielder has a right to every ball, which is what I always thought.
He's
you don't
only
think so.
Got a right if he throws him out. If he doesn't,
right.
It's just his ego getting in the way.
Let's go to the big finish. Kevin Love
Let's
apologized for his play the other night, acknowledging, quote, "That was a very bad look. Is the issue over?"
You know, probably not, Tom. These issues are rarely over. Francisco Lindor heard some boos from your people, Mets fans, last night. Too soon?
My people. $341 million contract, and he's batting, let me see, 212. Not too soon. The NCAA extended Mark Emmert's contract through 2025. I'm sure you think that's deserved.
No, it's not. Just the debacle with women's basketball in the tournament should have him out. Just that alone. There's plenty of other stuff. My Bulls at your Knicks tonight. Who's going to win?
Well, I got the Knicks, but I find it interesting that Tibbs, those are two teams he's coached, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yep,
it's a win-win, lose-lose situation. All right, last one. Clippers at your Suns tonight. Who you got in this one?
Tony, Clippers are only a game behind the Suns in the West. This is a pretty darn big game for both of those teams. You know who I'm rooting for. You know who I got.
Suns. I know.
Yes.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time, and I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. We're on the deuce tomorrow, knuckleheads. You know what that means. Now, here's SportsCenter.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.